Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 1 is one of the wisdom psalms. Wisdom psalms. Key feature of wisdom psalms is the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? So the wisdom psalms all deal with the fear of the Lord. And Psalm 1 is, of course, the first psalm in Book 1 of the Psalms, of which there are five books in the Psalms. The author of Psalm 1 is unknown, as is the date of its writing. Psalm 1 shows a high regard for the law. And when we're talking about the law in this sense, we're talking about the broad sense of the law, which includes the gospel, the complete word of God, both law and gospel. Its author may have been a scholar of the law, the word of God. The first three verses, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The first three verses deal with the man of faith. We have a contrast in this psalm, the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. So we're talking about the righteous man, the man of faith. None of us are righteous on our own. We're all sinners. But by faith in Christ, we receive his righteousness. We claim his righteousness. And the first three verses deal with the man of faith. The man of faith does not walk. In the Hebrew language, the verb is halak, walk. That is, he does not live in paths and ways of life that leads him into counsel with unbelievers. He does not stand in places and ways that sinners stand. He does not sit down with philosophers and those of the world who scoff at God and the existence of God. So we have three verbs here in these three verses. He does not walk. He does not stand. He does not sit. He does not do ungodly things. Is he a sinner? Yes. So he lives a life of repentance. He does not live according to the ways of the world. He lives by faith. He lives according to the promises of God to forgive his sins. He lives by faith in unseen things, in things like the spirit world, the existence of heaven and hell, and the existence of angels and demons, and the creation and continued maintenance and rule of the universe by God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Holy Spirit. He walks. He stands. He sits. The man of God lives by repentance and faith. He refuses to follow in the ways of unbelief, in the ways of sinners, who reject the commands and forgiveness of God. He loves the law. In this sense of the law, known as the broad sense of the law, the man of faith loves both the law and the gospel. He meditates on the law continuously. Even in the middle of the night, he awakes, sometimes in cold sweat, in the awareness of his sin, sometimes in humble thanksgiving for the many benefits of God to him, especially for the forgiveness of his sins. He yields the fruits of his faith in its season, and that season is continuous, having no end. As long as he has breath, his faith yields repentance and faith, followed by hope in the resurrection and love for God and his fellow man. Faith, hope, and love. As for his prosperity, listen to what Luther said. Beware that prosperity is not understood as prosperity of the flesh. This prospering is hidden, H-I-D-D-E-N, hidden. It is so deep within the spirit that if you do not hold fast to it in faith, you might rather call it the greatest adversity. For just as the devil violently hates the leaves, L-E-A-V-E-S, like leaves on a tree, fruit, For just as the devil violently hates the leaves and the word of God, so he also hates those who teach it and listen to it. And he persecutes them with the help of the powers of the whole world. So you are witness to the greatest of all miracles when you hear that everything prospers which the blessed man does. For what is more wonderful than that the believers increase when they are destroyed? I'll read that phrase again. For what is more wonderful than that the believers increase when they are destroyed? That they multiply when they are diminished. That they overcome when they are subdued. That they enter when they are cast out. That they are victorious when they are defeated. Thus God exalts his saints, that the height of misfortune becomes the height of prosperity. Verses 4 and 5. The wicked are not so, but like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Farmers who winnowed, W-I-N-N-O-W-E-D, their grain, would take advantage of breezy days to winnow by throwing the grain into the air. The wind would blow away the light and useless chaff, separate it from the heavier, usable grain. At times the chaff could be gathered and burned, at the very least producing some heat for warmth or cooking maybe, but most times the chaff was useless. The grain was, of course, sold or used for food, mostly for the making of bread, the very staff of life. So it is with unbelievers, the wicked. When the Lord comes, unbelievers will be blown away like the chaff and burned in the fires of hell for their uselessness to the Lord of creation and redemption and sanctification. When time comes for judgment, the wicked will not walk, nor will they stand or sit in heaven. They will not walk or stand or sit among the congregation of believers. And the last verse, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The whole psalm is a comparison of the righteous to the wicked. You see, God knows everything. He's omniscient, all-knowing, and he knows the hearts of men. He knows the ways of believers, and he knows the ways of unbelievers. The wicked hold God's word in contempt and disrespect, even mock God. The righteous live by the word of God and God's true wisdom. The righteous are not dependent on the world, nor do they live by the carnality of their flesh, nor do they listen to the lies of the devil. The righteous live by faith in the Son of God, by faith in his incarnation, by faith in his crucifixion, by faith in his resurrection, and by faith in his ascension to the right hand of God, where he sits in all power and glory at the right hand of God. You see, God is eminently fair. He gives to all according to their faith. God will give to the unrighteous, the unbeliever, according to his faith. Having no faith in Christ, they will be blown away like the chaff. They will perish in the fires of hell. And God will also give the righteous according to their faith. Having faith in Christ and having already died with him in baptism, they will be resurrected to live in paradise into eternity with Christ. And so it is in Psalm 1. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, would say, let it be written, let it be done. But, O Pharaoh, before you were ever born, it is already written, it is already done. The Lord knows the ways of the wicked, and he knows the ways of the righteous. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, Keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus.